beard.
Yeah.
Oh, you look upset.
No, I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good, actually.
You need a hug?
No.
Come on, let me get
I'll take a hug. I'll take a hug, though.
You flustered?
Who could have needed a hug, man?
Come on. This should be the episode photo. He's all right. He's got them gray sweatpants on.
That's not a hug, right?
I'll give you a hug.
Give me a hug, man.
I need a hug, man. Greg should hug. Look at each other all day. I hug you all day, man. Look at this. We should hug at the bullpen in front of all those people, like a real embrace, and then look at them all, fucking losers. And then just load guns in our office.
They hug each other and load guns.
Yeah, we hug each other and load guns.
I was saying, you should clean guns in front of people. That's the scariest shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, cleaning guns?
You taking my daughter out, huh? Yeah, you cleaning your gun? Yeah. What are you going to do?
Blindfolded.
Tim, we all good? Oh, thank you so much. Tim's the man.
You know, Travis, I like to clean things. And I noticed, Mr. Jenkins, you have the cleanest gun on the block. You know, when it's all taken apart like that, it's not very scary. You know what would be scary as fuck is a dirty gun covered in her last boyfriend's blood. You're doing this all wrong.
Mr. Jenkins. What's his first name? Lloyd?
Tom.
Tom Jenkins.
Tom Jenkins.
He'd never let you call him Thomas. He was Tommy when he was a kid until he killed that first guy. He was Tom after that.
I'm a man now.
That's right.
In the like early, like, I'm thinking like 1930. If you was like 30... If you was born in 1900 and you were 30 in 1930, how many bodies you killed already?
I would have at least seven.
Seven bodies already?
I mean, you might have been in World War I.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Probably got your face shot off
by
a German guy you never met.
You're in the trenches in Normandy.
I got killed by a Hun.
Normandy was in World War I too, right? They fought there also.
Yeah. No, that's World War II, right?
That was the beach they stormed. Yeah.
Oh, but there wasn't no fighting in World War I
in
Normandy?
The Black Forest and shit. And then,
I don't think so.
A lot of trench. That was all the trench fighting.
All I remember from that war was.
And, like, the bad.
Well, the Europeans fought trenches, but the Americans showed up and just were insane.
The mustard gas, right?
All I remember from that war is Christmas Day. They all, like, shook hands and had a meal or some shit.
That's how that they tell that like it's a touching story, but that makes war sound fucking crazier.
War is crazy.
We're gonna suspend this.
Cause who the fuck spends all day shooting at somebody and it's like, all right, because this guy we both agreed that might have been born today, probably wasn't, we're gonna eat some chicken and turkey and mashed potatoes and shit. And then tomorrow we're gonna go right back
to kill with each other.
But what's fucked up is the guy you should have killed probably like likes the leg also. So he takes that leg and you're just like, he's just eating that leg and you're just like, I should have killed you yesterday.
Oh, but you're probably like, oh, he's eating my leg. I'm definitely killing him tomorrow.
That's going to be your last leg.
Yeah, that's going to be the guy. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm murdering that dude.
Enjoy that wing, buddy.
I like a thigh.
I'm a thigh man too. I like a breast though. I like a dry ass breast.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I put hot sauce on it. That's how I do it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I like the meat. I like the,
it's a lot. That's why I like the thigh, because it's kind of like a breast, juicy. But it's dark meat.
And it's juicy.
But also just holding a leg like a fucking king.
Yeah.
Like a king Henry VIII.
I got a turkey leg at Disney once, because I thought that was going to be like having a big-ass chicken leg.
Nah.
Not at all. There's like...
It's dry.
It's pretty greasy, actually. It's good.
When
at
I
Disney
got dry.
It's got like these... slivers of like tendon or some shit in it.
Oh, yeah,
you gotta
definitely
pick that shit so you can't just like tear through it.
Mm-mm.
I was like, this is bullshit.
The best ones like that, you gotta get them smoked turkey leg.
Oh, and then it just falls apart.
It's so bomb. It's perfect.
I learned to make just like hot like buffalo wings a few years ago. I mean, there's not like a lot to learn, but I thought there was some mystery to it because they're so
good.
You just
YouTubed it and you're just like,
I was like, oh, you just
salt, pepper,
you just fry a little bit of chicken and then toss it in Frank's and butter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shake it around.
Yeah. So instead of, I got sick of the little drummies. I was like, fuck, I'd go buy the picnic pack of legs.
Yeah.
And then I had this big ass bowl I would just fill up with buffalo sauce and I'd just dunk the whole leg in it. I have like six or seven giant fried chicken legs.
How did you dunk them? Oh, you wouldn't even like.
I wouldn't like toss them or anything. I'm like, I ain't getting the biggest bowl and then doing it I'm at a restaurant.
Don't be an idiot.
Just dunk, because then every bite gets a brand new glaze of sauce.
Hilarious. You got your old.
Remember when
cream.
I got kind of fat like 3 or 4 years ago?
That's turkey leg related.
That's the chicken leg related. Yeah. I had a chicken leg related fatness.
This was single Rick though, right? who did this?
No, this is married.
Oh,
Rick.
Yeah. Okay. Damn it.
Single Rick can't do this.
Single Rick
shit.
Don't do that. No
Single
more.
Rick can't do anything anyway. Today I was like eating the candy again and shit. And fuck, I was like, who gives a shit? Just get fat again. Who am I fooling? I was like, oh, I'm going to lose enough weight and then lift enough weight and then I won't have to wait for affection. Nah.
Get my abs back.
Nothing to do with it.
You have to have a good personality, it turns out. Not
I guess so, right?
No, you have. I don't know what you have to have. I got a good personality, believe it or not.
Sure, you
from
do.
What you've heard on this, I think you have to be like a motherfucker.
No, you got to be kind of crazy.
Something I don't. I think you have to find someone who's nice instead of someone who's all fucked up. All right, let's talk about something else.
Oh no. Ooh, that went. That went. Welcome to another episode of Black Stage with Bradless and Greg. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing. Alive.
Okay. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about
Let's
it.
Let's talk about it. Well, our guest today is Rick Wood.
I'm
He's back again.
Yeah.
He's back again. Good to have you
back
here, Rick.
Back in Black Stage. <Dan-dan-dan-dan>.
When Rick called, Rick was like, hold up, it's Hollywood Black Dudes? Black dudes in Hollywood?
What's I would it? Never say Black Dudes in Hollywood. Hollywood Black Dudes sounds cooler.
Hollywood Black Dudes.
That's a good ass podcast. That's
like, podcast it's like name. Tony Rock and Marlon Wayans are going to host that one.
Hollywood Black Dudes.
Sounds like you guys both be staying on either side of a Ferrari. Like it's Miami Vice. But instead of cops, you just hang out.
I get to be Tibbs because Tibbs was secretly the cooler one.
No, Tibbs was definitely the cooler one. We should just be two Tibbs.
I had a t-shirt when I was real little. It had some mice wearing sunglasses and they had like guns and shit. They're standing on either side of a Ferrari and it said Miami Mice.
Nice.
It was like real 80s graphics. It was like probably 86 when I was like 3. I had this shirt.
Someone
I
made,
wish
like,
I still had that shirt, but in
nice
my
shirt.
Size.
We can find that.
We could find that graphic.
We can find that graphic.
Print it on something.
Easy.
I'll break my no graphic tees rule.
We can do anything. You need a graphic, Bradless?
Bradless is a little frazzled coming
I got,
in.
Like,
what's happening?
I got
what's going on, Brad?
I got seven
Talk
graphic
about.
Ideas. Well, you know, today was an eventful day.
Yeah. I got the text.
Yeah. I was just taking a shit, and then the bathroom overflowed.
Oh, man.
While you was on it?
Not while I was on it. Oh. That never happened to me before.
No, never happened.
Like in the Goonies, you know, when they're shaking the pipes, and that guy's shitting, and he gets blasted.
That would be the fucking worst. I think I'll be mortified.
Kind of fun. As long as, like, I didn't shit yet. I don't want my shit all on my thigh.
Yeah. No, it was just water and a little bit of toilet paper.
That's fine.
So it's fine. And then, like, you know how you make a bad decision? I just moved into a place, and I was like, I should have got that fucking plunger at IKEA.
Oh, you had no plunger.
Yeah.
Always
get the fucking plunger.
Too.
It was like 99 cents. So I should have got the plunger. So I just walked to the fucking supermarket.
No, get the splurge. Pay $5 for the plunger.
I did.
Coming from a man who's had a plunger break. There's nothing. That's one of
the
worst equipment
handle?
Failures. Now, what happens is the rubber will like
lock up.
Or it'll just like be dry rotted and then the handle just burst through the plunge part. And now you've just stuck a wooden stick into a bowl of shit. Like you will, yeah, like a witch's cauldron. Like you stirring up
wood and shit together.
The poo potion.
Ezekiel's gonna get it.
So what happened after that? So you walked to the store?
Went to the store, got a plunger,
mm-hmm.
Had my headphones on, listening to podcasts, chilling. And then I'm at my gate, and then I just feel like a piece of cold steel in the back of my head. And I'm just like, okay, what the fuck?
God, did you get robbed?
I was like, am I going to get robbed for a fucking plunger? And I was like, first words out of my mouth, I was like,
you had a shitty plunger in your hand?
Just a new, brand new plunger. Don't disrespect me.
Oh, wait. I thought you just did the plunging.
No. I didn't have a plunger. I had to go to the store.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I had a brand new plunger.
I got sidetracked.
And I'm just holding it like a fucking... It's a plunger, and all I said was like, "Hey, all I have is $15 in my pocket and this plunger. You can have it." I turned around. It was like three cops. I was like, "Put it down!" I was like, I just immediately dropped the plunger, and I just got roped up into the gate, fell on the ground. You know, they put
for
the
a plunger.
No, but here's the thing. Ever since I was 14 years old, I've been having a problem with the police. Apparently, somebody who looks like me all the time. Robs people all the fucking time.
I'm gonna say the guy doesn't look as much like you as you think, but does look as much like you as the police thinks he
did. Oh man!
So this is like the second time we're coming up on the year anniversary.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
I was like,
I like I'm that they're like, put it down, like the plunger.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't say a word, and then
obviously he's not your man. You got a plunger in his hand.
Got a plunger. Zac Efron saved my life though, because
damn, last time I was here, we talked about Zac Efron.
Yeah,
the saga continues.
What did he do this time?
Because I was wearing these black and these black sweatpants with yellow stripes. And all
that you got from Zac Efron?
And then I got from Zac Efron. And then over the walkie, all you hear was, stripe Adidas, black and red, stripe Adidas. And I'm just on the ground. And then, like, they're about to handcuff me. And then, you know, they don't handcuff me after they hear, like, all that stuff. But I'm still being, like, held down.
Yellow.
Yeah, I'm still being held
I'm
down.
I'm the yellow Jaguars.
I'm looking at my pants. I'm like, oh, thank God for Zac Efron. It was so great.
Did they apologize?
There was a black lady cop who apologized. This white dude was like, "Where were you? I was chasing you." I was like, "You weren't chasing me. I just came from the store." And the guy was like, "Hold up, took my ID."
Wait, the fuck? Did the dude they were looking for also have a plunger? Like, at what point during the pursuit did he think he lost you and you were so fast that you were able to purchase
a guy, I was just a guy in sweatpants with stripes on.
Yeah.
But so it was just like, whatever. I understand that part. It's like, you know, I don't understand it, but I can see how it's plausible. So then, like, afterwards, this is where I fucked up, though. I got the receipt. I should have got a bag. Rest in peace, Patrice O'Neal. I should have got a bag. But I got the receipt, so shout out to Roy Woods Jr. I do remember to get a fucking receipt.
Patrice had a receipt too, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said a receipt.
I was like, stick a gum in and be mean to the guy.
Fuck you, pussy. What time is it? That's what I'm gonna do all the time.
Look
now.
Look at me.
That's what I'm gonna do all the time. So I'm in the back of a car. This time I'm not cuffed though. And they're just like, the black lady cops is like, "Oh, we're just checking out your record."
Why?
I was like, I didn't even say anything. I was just like, "All right, whenever you guys decide to let me go, I live like 10 feet away." And then finally, let me go. The guy tries to shake my hand. I was like, "I'm just going to go home." I was like, "Can I pick up my plunger? Is it safe to do that?" And then the fucking black lady kind of talks to me. Gave me like a 20-minute lecture.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
a lecture?
It was the fucking worst.
What'd you fuck up?
You don't have to stay for that.
No, you know what I did? I stayed because there was like the three cops were there. I didn't want to make any sudden movements. I was just, I'm going to let her talk it out. And all I said was like, "Okay, I understand. Thank God I've been going to therapy, because a year ago, I would have fucking been shot. I would have been like, blah, blah, blah.
Therapy saves lives.
But this time I was just like calm, collected. I was like, I'm not going to yell, scream. I'm just going to be like, "You guys have the wrong guy. That's all I said. Dude, I just have a plunger. Wrong guy.
Listen to that lecture. It's 20 minutes. They couldn't go get the next poor son of a bitch.
I was boiling inside when she was talking to me. She's like, "You have to understand. And I know it's not fair. And blah, blah, blah. And all this stuff." And I was just like,
"You have to understand" has never been followed by an argument that changed my mind that much.
But I'm not going to
her do the shit work.
There's nothing I can do.
Yeah,
except for try to like stay alive.
Yeah, of course.
That's all I was trying to do. I was like,
That's it.
I'm not gonna like scream. I'm not gonna agitate. I'm not gonna be like, "You fucked up. You 30." Like, even afterwards, I'm gonna be like, "Can I have my ID? Can I pick up the plunger?" I'm not. No attitude. Just straight. Like,
and your shit's still clogged up upstairs.
No. It's where the plunger works actually.
I mean, the whole time they're talking to you, you just.
Oh no, it's like leaking.
Yeah, there's just
down.
Shit stealing.
Yeah, I'm coming back home. I go to the garbage can. I see like my bathroom's like underneath where the garage is, so I can see like leaking.
Shit.
So just like the whole time, I'm just like, "Oh fuck, my roommate's gonna really piss at me."
I'm sorry, man.
It's all good, but you know what? I'm glad
still
this happened.
Alive.
I'm still alive. I'm glad it happened because a year ago the same thing happened to me, and I was in the back of a cop car for like 4 hours, and I was very angry and very upset. And I think I stayed there longer because I was like, you know, yelling at them and talking mad shit.
Wait, they
and
had a gun on your head?
Yeah.
They allowed to just have the gun out?
They allowed to do whatever they want to.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And California is awful. LA is awful with these cops, man. It's like, these cops are
God,
terrible.
Damn.
But like,
at least you're alive, though.
At least I'm alive. And I'm glad that...
You know, Rodney King got beat up and then you were like, "God damn, this is the worst shit." And now...
You could do whatever.
You'd be like, "Oh, good thing you only got hit 52 times with a fucking stick.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, we got like, it was Halloween. We all dressed up as Cash Money, or my friends dressed up as Cash Money, and we were in the back of my friend's car throwing money outside of a window. Cops pulled us over, and they like made you put their hands on the hot ass hood for a significantly long ass fucking time. I was just like, all right, this is at least like today wasn't that. It was just like, all right, a little scuffle. You know, I got my cardio in for the week. But I'm just glad that I'm just grateful that like a year ago, I know what would have happened a year ago.
Yeah, you're in a better place now.
Yeah. A year ago would have been bad. Shout out to Doug for giving me DMT. I think that was the
Shout out to Doug. Shout out to DMT. Shout out to the spirits.
Yeah, man. You just take this. And,
that's great.
You know, you probably won't get shot by the cops next year. You might see God.
That's a great day.
I mean, it's only like 15 minutes. It's going to feel like an eternity, but it's overall probably a positive experience. It's scarier than hell.
It's good hand movement for Doug, too.
You know, I'll be riding my bike at the bottom of a swimming pool later.
The spirit of Doug is with me.
Yeah.
Well, glad you made it, man.
I just wanted to make it to the podcast. But, like, shout out to the LAPD. And I hope the guy got away with it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. You took all that time.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope, you know, whatever you stole, I hope it was worth it. And I hope
it wasn't a plunger.
That'd be hilarious.
We're looking for a black guy with sweatpants and a plunger.
That 20 minutes she was telling you what you need to understand, that guy got away and it sucked her husband's dick better than she ever did.
Was she cute?
I hope that's what he did with that.
Nah, it was just
time.
Like some she was like really regular looking.
Regular?
Yeah, like still. A six.
Damn. I mean,
you know, not even a cute, like, I can stand an eight talking to me.
I can stand an eight talking to you.
For 20
minutes. LA six, though?
No, it's just a regular six.
It's just a middle of the country
six.
Six,
like a municipal government worker six. You know, government grade three.
Don't sound too bad.
You got benefits and shit?
UPS worker?
You know I'm not a criminal. Let's go on a date.
She does city lights for LA.
And I'm glad it was daytime, because the pleasure could have been mistaken as a gun.
Oh, hell yeah, dog. You got a big red gun.
It's some kind of a bazooka.
It's got a skinny tip. But is that a silencer on that red gun?
It had the black tip around it. It wasn't even the orange. It was just a wood handle with a black.
Oh,
so it kind of looks like a mushroom.
Yeah, so it would have been over for your boy.
Yeah, it's a wrap. How did Brothers get killed? Yeah, he got shot for having a plunger.
He's got a fucking grenade launcher.
He got killed for diarrhea.
Oh, man.
But you know what? There's both sides. I see. Shout out to Trump. I see both sides.
How'd he die? He didn't eat enough vegetables. Shout out to Kevin Cobby. That's a Kevin Cobby agenda.
I fucking died because my diet.
Diet was bad. He didn't eat enough plums.
Dookie took Bradless off the streets out of the game.
I don't want to die with a fucking.
I told him not to go to that Brazilian steakhouse.
That's how everybody dies, right? Don't you got like a bunch of shit in
you? Elvis Presley died.
No, but you do shit. You do evacuate when you die. Everyone does.
Every time I shit out, like a train or a plane crash or something, I always think like, how much poop after the initial processing of the horrible tragedy, like.
A lot of poop.
Yeah. This is like 47 pounds of poo-poo.
Those poor illegal immigrants who work at the cleanup crews for disasters. To clean up the poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the blood. Ugh. I think I'd rather deal with the poop. Blood's poop. Like... Blood.
Poop ain't that bad after a while, man.
Yeah.
Poop ain't that bad after a while.
Yeah. Rick is looking at us like, no, what the fuck are you guys like?
You ever had the white
Let me blood? Tell you a story. I feel like you have a story about poop.
No, just like, after, what do you mean after a while? How much time are you spending with poop? I know you worked at schools before.
I've spent like, I've had some like.
Are you in a 4-H club?
No, I've had some. I had a job that just like, man, this really keeps me humble.
Oh, people shit job? Like we have to clean up people shit?
Yeah, I had a job.
I
had to wipe up.
I worked at a restaurant that mostly old people ate at, and they would get shit all over the bathroom.
Have you done something like so horrible in a public restroom like that? Like, have you ever left something crazy, like just shit on like the
never
on the walls
yet.
Or something?
Nah. No? I'm not that type of asshole.
My go-to move in this is like only works in hotels and home. If I'm too drunk to accurately piss,
Sink?
Bathtub. I turn the water on and I just piss at the drain.
That's a good one.
I did. Me and Joe Jimenez was staying at a hotel for some comedy festival. This is when I used to get way too drunk. And we came back and I was just pissing in the bathtub and he walked by the door. I'm like, you pissing in the bathtub? I was like, yeah. He goes, well, why? I was like, because if I try to pee in the toilet, we're going to have piss all over the floor. Why can't you just sit? I'm too drunk to sit. Right, I don't know why I'm drunk. This is seems like the best. This is brilliant. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
Because he has to shower there.
Well, everybody pisses.
The water was on.
Yeah,
it was going down.
Yeah, but you still have to, I don't know.
It has to be
remnants of urine that doesn't.
Oh, of course, right? All of it.
Piss is cleaner than whatever you're digging out of your belly button and ass crack in there. You know, everyone. It was
the way
summer.
You said it.
I know. I feel
piss
like
is cleaner than everything you're digging out of your
ass. It sounds so poignant, but it's just about piss and ass crack.
You know what I mean? You need to get that. Yeah, those days where you're like,
So I'm staying in a one bedroom, and my roommate has the bedroom, so I'm staying in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the, you know, he takes however long in the bathroom.
I thought you said we take turns with the room.
That'd be hilarious. Damn, we should have thought of that.
Next quarter, I get the room.
Fuck. It's like a 2-month rotation. It's like, these posters are coming down. I was like, I know there's going to be a day when I'm pissing in the sink. He's going to just walk out. So I have to get that voice ready.
Are you pissing in the kitchen sink?
Yeah, probably piss. I'm not gonna piss. I know I haven't done it yet, but I know it's gonna happen.
Keep What's
a
out
bottle?
The window?
Keep a bottle. Keep like a Gatorade bottle around.
A Gatorade piss bottle.
Always keep a Gatorade big ass Aquafina bottle.
Piss bottle, man.
Always.
What age do we stop pissing in bottles?
We are past that age. I don't want to shame you here, but
hey, dog.
I've
had to piss in a bottle. Oh, I just
had to.
I've had to piss in a bottle.
That's different.
But in L.A. traffic, you eventually piss in a bottle.
That shouldn't be a plan. MacGyver is the mode of mentality to piss in a bottle. Not, oh, I thought this out ahead of time. Oh, my guy pisses in a bottle.
You never piss in a.
I've pissed in everything.
You ever piss in a pussy?
I haven't done that. Jamar Neighbors. This is my favorite Jamar Neighbors bit. You can't piss in this pussy.
I always go outside, too. Like, if people are at the house and I can't. Because, you know, Janelle's there, I can piss it, whatever, you know. But, like, if her mom's taking a shit. And I gotta pee, I'll go on the side of the house, the apartment building in the alleyway, just piss right there.
I was in an alleyway in Burbank. There was a bush, and there's like the bush, and then there's like a row of like
oh,
doors.
You told me this story.
So a lady comes out, and she's like, "Really? Really, dude?" And I just look at her, and she's like, "I'm a man." And I just pee, and you just hear splat, splat, splat.
Brad was peeing on women. R. Kelly style.
Whoa. I already have a reputation.
Do you peeing on people?
No, I don't. No, hell no.
I never
I just get in arguments
nobody.
With
no peeing on nobody?
I'll take it. Well, not like that.
I never peed on a woman.
That's not a fantasy that
I peed on a man.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's just like a
TJ.
Just a mean thing we used to do in high school.
In the shower, right?
Yeah, in the shower. We
okay.
You'd be shaking the shower and just like, you just piss on a dude's leg.
Oh my God.
You don't feel it.
I've done a similar thing in a lake.
Because he's taking a shower, so.
I would feel it. It's a different temperature. That's the pee temperature.
We
it's
did
a,
awful.
It's always a nice 98.
A shower's about a nice 98.
No, but it's a different 98.
That
it's
was
a different
a nice,
98 degrees.
That was a nice shit we did.
Well,
Bradless,
we just found out has very sensitive skin. I can tell the it's temperature of urine.
Guys, what we talked about, we had a team meeting.
I smell ammonia.
We talked about,
Greg, is that you?
You been eating asparagus and pissing on my leg?
Told you about laying off that olive oil.
Either the janitor has a late shift or someone's peeing on my fucking leg. That's disgusting.
I like when Judge Jew would say, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Like, we are inside.
It's a wild woman, Judge Judy.
The more stories you tell me about your high school football days,
the more
happy I am about the decision not to participate in high school team sports.
We did awful shit to do. We would like, all right, so we'd be showering, right?
Cum is not involved.
Nah. Okay. Nah, ain't coming nobody. But we'd be showering, and a dude would be like about to get out the shower, right? And we'd all just collectively throw like soap on him.
So he has to go back into the shower. All
right. We throw soap on him, right? And then he'd get tired, right? He'd be like, stop doing this. And then he'll go rinse off, and then he'll go, and then we throw soap on him again. And they're like, fuck you guys, I hate y'all. And then he rinse off again, and we throw soap on him again. The third time, he'd be like tired of it and think he's going back in, and we just all grab him.
It's slippery with soap, though.
But it's like 20 dudes. So we grab him.
This is the gayest thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a foam party.
We grab him.
He's like a greased pig.
Throw him. Like, our gym, our locker room was connected to the main gym.
Right.
Where the cheerleaders practice at. So we open that door throw him out.
A naked man.
A naked boy.
Covered in soap.
Covered in soap.
Slipping, sliding.
Into the main gym where the cheerleaders are practicing. Yeah.
Do you have a big dick?
I mean, it depends on the person we threw him at. We did this to
multiple people. What do you think they held him by? The man has covered his suds.
Grab him by his dick. Yeah, we did some wild shit. It wasn't nice all the time.
That was the nicest.
I mean, those are friendly.
Oh, my God. Did you ever do anything crazy like that, Rick?
Hell no, no. I was in the military, too. I never.
I know, right? I
would have soap on a guy.
I know. Those old, like, Full Metal Jacket shit? You guys never beat people?
While I was in boot camp, they did that, hold a dude's blanket down.
Beat him with soap?
Yeah. But here's the worst part is nobody used bar soap because it's hard to keep bar soap clean. And boot camp is all about everything being spotless clean.
Right.
So you don't want to be picking pubic hair off of bar soap so you can put it back in your locker. Okay. So everyone had little body wash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this guy just got sock rocked with wool socks full of body wash just bouncing off of him. Not everyone took part in this. I was asleep through it. I found out, like, Train Melton. They blanket partied him with the soap. I was like, with the body wash? Everyone, he got hit with a bunch of Old Spice Ultra. This poor motherfucker. I mean, he was also like, you feel bad. He's like, you guys assaulted this kid. But also, I was like, but he fucked up so much. I've done like 4,000 push-ups because of him.
So you deserve an Irish liquid Irish body.
My sympathy has been diminished by how much my shoulders hurt.
He got leave of 4,000.
I would.
People would say mean shit all the time, though.
I would have cut to like 2 days later when like people was like, you remember when we assaulted that man with the?
He was not a man.
We assaulted that cadet with the plebe. What do we call him?
That turd.
That turd.
With
liquid body soap.
Everyone was scared of this kid. He had school shooter vibes. The day we went to like do the gun training, everyone's like, man, can we not bring Melton?
That's
the school shooter name too.
Melton Freeman.
I'm pretty sure it was his last
Melton?
Name.
Melton. Yeah. That's a school shooter name, right? Right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Melton.
He's probably a Navy SEAL.
Oh my God.
He had that 1,000-yard stare thing already. It's like, we ain't even been
to
war yet. How did you go do it backwards? You went to Vietnam, now you're in boot camp? What the hell is going on here?
Reverse engineer experience. Like, now I know how to do it right.
Hey, he's just a weird. That's kind of sad because you're like, oh, you're just a weirdo kid whose parents probably didn't know what to do with him. And they just like signed you up. You're just the easy recruit for some recruiters. Like, oh, this kid's too dumb to do anything. He's definitely going to end up in I couldn't believe he got into the Air Force because he got to score a little higher on the test than some of the other branches. But
slight dig at the other branches.
You see that, right?
Why do you guys always do
that? Little humble dig.
Why do you guys always do that at the other branches?
Well, it's just...
Is the Coast Guard
really...
You just
really do have to score a little higher to get air. That's why it's full of nerds who fix computers and airplanes. I ain't trying to talk shit, but...
Right.
It's a little more complicated to solder a radar back together than it is to, lock and load a machine gun, bust around a corner, and do whatever I have.
Stupid
those guys
leather,
are tougher.
Those stupid leather necks.
Yeah, they all get to be like, hey, we're tougher than the Air Force, you guys.
But they're part of the Air Force. No, they're part of the Navy.
Who? The Marines are part of the Navy, yeah.
I got to watch, what's that movie with Tom Hanks and
Saving Private Ryan? A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. Yeah,
Tom Cruise.
That's most of my military
knowledge. If it was Tom Hanks, it would be a much stranger movie.
It's a good movie. A Few Good Men. Speaking of war.
You can't handle the truth. Well, I think I can. I don't know. People like me. I'm Tom Hanks.
Y'all think we're going to war? You think we're going to have to jump in this shit?
Syria?
The Syria shit. Think we're going to have to jump back in? Because we're already out.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore.
It's pretty wild out there. It's wild in these streets.
It's hard to stay informed.
It's gonna
Turks.
It's probably gonna go into war just so like as a last.
I love the arc
effort.
Of this episode already.
What's up?
We had a slightly serious conversation about police ethics, and then we was like, "You just have a piss in a bottle on a person."
We go to high school.
We go to high school.
Yeah, what about mild crimes and hazing? Hey, you think we can go to war? What do you think?
That's Black Sage, baby.
Yeah, we cover all topics.
All topics.
Right.
No, we're probably gonna go to war
so
we can avoid impeachment things.
I think so too. I think it's his last ditch.
Oh
like
yeah.
You said.
Did Nixon do this with Vietnam? Did he drive some Vietnam shit to a?
I think Vietnam was over.
People's mind off.
I think it was Cambodia. I think
he was Kissinger and him. Yeah, had bombed Cambodia.
Did they ever?
Kissinger's a war criminal.
Kissinger is a
speaking
bad
of war
man.
Criminals.
Man.
How about Ellen hanging out with George W.
She is getting flack for it too, man.
She should too.
I love how we go from war to Ellen.
War to Ellen.
She hanging out.
Yeah, people gotta understand that Ellen's gay. She's gay. But before she's gay, she's rich.
Yeah, everyone's rich first.
You're rich first before you're gay. And rich people hang out with each other. They go to football games and be like, look how more rich I am.
I mean, you can talk about the intersectionality of rich people, but at this point, I'm like, no, I don't care. I'm sure that some rich people have it harder than other rich people, but once they're that rich, they don't give a fuck about us people.
And she's rich. And she's been like that for a long time now. You know, that show's been on for a minute. Yeah.
George W. Bush, he's evangelical. He doesn't hate the rich gay Ellen people. He hates, the regular gay people.
Or he not hates whoever will make him get more rich.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if I hate them, I could have more of this. I hate them.
I don't even think he's smart enough to hate people.
No, it's all strategic. That's why they don't feel bad. All these people have no emotions.
Yeah. But I thought we liked them now. Since we compared him to Bush.
Since he started painting
Trump,
and shit.
Yeah. Since Trump is the worst. We're like, he's not that bad. He just started a war for no reason.
Still pretty bad.
But even though.
But mostly dumb. I don't really. Looking back at him now.
My last boyfriend used to beat me. This one just calls me dumb and ugly every day.
Yeah. He's just dumb. Like, you know, was it Rumsfeld? No, not Rumsfeld. It was what's the dude's name?
Cheney?
No, Cheney. Cheney was running everything. You know what I mean? This dude was just a figurehead, daddy's boy. You know, he's talking about how much his time for running the mile in the morning. You know what I mean?
Right.
How much push-ups
he had to
do.
Know something, though.
He did, but I don't think he was that,
I think he was
in the game like Trump is.
I mean, he does say there's something.
I think he's politically astute.
Sympathetic.
Yeah, right?
I heard he's a lot smarter than he lets on.
Yeah, I think he's politically astute.
I'm sure he's smart, but I don't think he's...
He knows what to say to sway a country to go
like
to fucking war.
I work with a dude
or
who
get elected.
Knows
Just get...
people who work as assistants and worked in D.C. during that time, would be in a room with Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he heard from this guy. So this is third-hand news, but fuck it. It's a
accurate.
Podcast.
Hey,
it's a
man.
Free podcast. What do you want? The Bush liked it when people were like, look how dumb he is. He thought it was so funny. I mean, I'm not saying he's a genius, but the G-Shucks cowboy thing, that was hammed up.
Was that strategery?
Okay.
Yeah, that's like me when I'm on stage doing stand-up and acting dumber and southerner so that I don't get fucking beat up by hillbillies when I'm trying to make fun of how dumb they are. I'm dumb too, but I'm smart dumb. I don't do it that bad.
I know my social. Y'all know your social?
How bad?
It's nine numbers.
How bad are we at this point right now where she can't even sit with a former president and then we got to ascribe all his atrocities to a daytime talk show host? Is it that bad? Are we scrounging? Because we have kids in cages and this guy's selling trying to dig up secrets on political opponents. I think we would have.
I just think we got social media, so anytime somebody's
a dog pile.
Yeah,
right.
If you see something, you can tweet about it. You can say something about it. Then everybody jumps in on it. And Ellen's not the nicest anymore.
Really? What did she do that was so nice?
I hear people that work for her
Oh, and you're not like, looking in the eye and you can't talk to her. Because it's annoying. You're like 30 people that work for you. It's like, Ellen, this, that, blah, blah, blah.
You can
blah,
be
blah.
Nice. You can be nice.
Yeah, you
can
have that money. You can be nice.
I've heard some stories.
Yeah.
You can be nice.
You can always be. You should be the nicest motherfucker.
You know what? Positive note. You know what I heard is the nicest motherfucker from a dude that works on that show? Don Cheadle.
Oh, really?
Quote from a dude who's, I don't know what he does there, but he was like, he goes, yeah, Don Cheadle, he's so nice. It's all, you want to say, hey, save a little for the next guy. That's what he told me.
That's nice. As you should be, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have that much money.
Get all this bread. People will kiss your ass. You ain't paying for shit. You ain't washed a dish in so long. You're not doing your laundry.
I mean, I ain't washed a dish in so long either, but also I'm paying the price for that.
You got a dishwasher?
No. I got one of those sinks that's just that white paint in it. Every time in my life I've ever had a place with a stainless steel sink, I took that fucker for granted.
Dude, I got a stainless steel sink. I'm gonna pray over it.
You're pissing in it.
I haven't. Chaz, if you listen to this podcast, I haven't pissed in the sink. I'm just saying,
there's
gonna be a possibility where I might have to pee in the sink. It's a deep sink though.
Get you a $2 Aquafina bottle.
It's a deep sink. What the hell?
Keep it by the fridge.
Oh my God.
Don't get a
Gatorade. Gatorade's the easiest.
Because the hole is bigger.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, when you start a road trip where you're going through a long stretch of nowhere, buy the big Gatorade. Yeah. And then dump it out or drink it. Gatorade is just soda without bubbles, by the way.
I know so many dudes that have pissed in a bottle, left it by their bed, woke up the next morning.
Like a beer bottle?
Nah, just like a Gatorade bottle. You know, this is back in San Francisco days.
I don't want to do that until I'm like rich enough, like I'm Howard Hughes or something. I'm just a jar full of my own piss.
Oh, Snapple, that'd be an easy one to piss in. But you could fill a Snapple bottle.
I just gotta get enough to that you can throw it out.
Yes, I could do that.
Bladder. That's what you need to know about me, folks.
I got that thick bladder. Big old platypus.
Yeah, but I don't think we're.
You don't think we're going to war? You don't think
we're contingent on how. On how
I mean, Congress has to declare war, right? No. We don't have a Congress, really. I don't think we're doing anything because nothing gets done.
That hasn't been true since the Gulf War.
Yeah,
or actually the Panama, or
yeah, did we declare war in Afghanistan?
Or Vietnam?
Everything's an operation.
Yeah,
now,
we haven't declared war since World War II.
And we're a dirty country.
Oh, we so dirty. What y'all think about all this China conflict?
What's going on with China again?
Well, China.
Welcome to The View.
What's going on? I'll be the Meghan McCain of this shit. China, what did my daddy say about the
China is like.
My daddy said
Hong Kong, they've been protesting for a minute now against, you know, everything that China's doing. Like, they got cameras
China's
everywhere.
Scary as fuck, man.
They got this whole moral.
Like the government.
Yeah, that Black Mirror episode where you have like a score.
It. But they're also they're jailing Muslim people.
Yeah, it's a Holocaust.
Keeping them in these camps. And what I'm hearing is that they're harvesting their organs and shit.
Jesus fucking Christ. Did you get that on CNN?
No, I got that on some other shit.
Someothershit.com. What that Greg was like. Okay, goes, you see this, Rick? And I go, what do you want, escapefromtheprisonplanet.com? And he was like, oh, shit, it is prisonplanet.com.
Some other shit. But it's real. Look,
but on page 7, the truth.
Seems real to the motherfucker.
Alex Jones really opens up to the truth around the 7th page. He leads with a lot of gusto, but he calms down.
Who's the real? What comedian does he look like? He
Bill Hicks.
Yeah, that's Bill Hicks. Man. Everybody thinks he's Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks faked his death to become an annoying. I mean, yeah, sure. They both like to yell.
They do both like to yell. And he does look like a thick Bill Hicks. But anyway, go ahead, Brad.
I was going to say something
Bill
serious.
Bill
Hicks. I was going to say something serious. Those kids from Holocaust, just give it up. It's not happening.
God damn, Bradless with the voice of reason.
I'm just saying, it's like.
I mean, it is China.
It is China. England gave it back to y'all. I remember that on CNN. That's when we first got cable. I was like, oh man, a whole country? You can give back a whole country? And it just does fireworks, and the queen was there. It's like, we give this back to you. And
imagine then, like, Hong Kong, how do you feel? Can't we just.
No, because like, that's like what, like top 10 economic hub in the world. And then, like, China's like, so you know,
parents second start a custody bad on you, 47.
Yeah. Free speech is over. Free speech is over. All that shit's like, it's done.
Thank God for computers.
Like, you just, you can't shop on Amazon. You got to go to Alibaba and don't say anything bad about the president for life.
Alibaba's so bad. So scammy. You ever been to Alibaba?
Every time I ever wanted to buy something off there, I went and bought one of the Visa gift cards. I was like, you're going to run this dry. You're only getting the other 37 cents I left on it.
It's just so scabby. I'm like, am I really going to get this?
Yeah. No, but they have all your information.
Yeah, I know.
Probably. But yeah, I think that's the way the world, that part of the world is going. And then they're building like the Silk Road, like inroads all throughout the fucking world to like distribute their own shit, which is, you know, what a country should be doing.
China's like going all through Africa right now too.
It's culturally easier over there because in the Eastern world, they don't have the cult of self. Yeah. Someone said
we're
going to
get cut
day.
Off. We're going to get smart. We're going to get
but
cut
it's
off.
More America, we're on the extreme of like everyone thinks they're the most important person who ever lived.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, like to where we're like, that's healthy. It's healthy to think you're the only one. Every decision you make should only be about how it affects you. Empathy for others is weak. Emotions are for fools. Take advantage of everyone and never consider how that makes them feel. That is how to be centered in America. And in China, it's like, we are all one. And it's like, can we get a medium where it's like, listen, I need to breathe, but I'm not going to stand on your fucking head to do it. I'll hold your hand when you cross the street if you're blind. Nope. But I don't know where they're doing that. Maybe... maybe Africa is in the middle. It's between the two. Greg, you've been. You said people will hold hands across the street.
People did hold hands.
See, there we go. People Let's did get hold back hands. To the cradle of humanity. Humanity.
People were nice.
But hey, that's not.
People were nice. People were also mean as fuck.
But what does it have to do?
That is a review of life. Yeah. Greg gets to the end of life and they go, would you like to leave a review? Three and a half stars. People were nice. People were also mean as fuck. And helicopters were fucking up all the time. That's what Greg said the other day.
You love that.
That's so funny. That's the way he says, matter of fact. Someone's like, hey, you ever see that clip where the Twilight Zone movie where John Landis crashed a helicopter and those actors? And Greg just looks at this and goes, man, helicopters are fucking up all the time.
They do. They do always fuck up.
If the wings are moving faster than the fuselage,
I've never been on a helicopter. I'm good. I don't think it's supposed to do that.
And I got made fun
of.
What are we,
caterpillar? We ain't supposed to do that.
I got made fun of because when I stepped off the helicopter, I ducked. And then when we walked back into the car, everyone was like, that was your first time on a helicopter, huh? I was like,
yeah.
Yeah? So how do you tell? I was like, because you duck. You don't have to duck. It's the fucking rotors are like,
you know what? You know what? Yeah, I'm ducking. I don't care. Yeah. I saw a video of a dude get off the helicopter, walks around back, and the other one's spinning, and he didn't even think about it. Shoot, gone.
Salad shooter.
Gone.
Just a mess.
This is on Faces of Death?
I don't know what. No.
But not to be doom and gloom, but I'm sorry, protest Hong Kong. Your freedom has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. Just know that.
Damn, you took it all full. Yeah, full England. Set. You took it all through
that.
See how it does it?
Yeah, that's a good Buddhism. Statement. Jeez. Right there. I wish the best for him.
I'll see now. I wish the helicopters quick. You know how you know the bullshit?
I love this podcast.
Let's talk about it. Matrix.
Because the airplane, what's that modeled after in nature?
Bird.
Right.
Yeah, what the fuck in nature flies like a goddamn helicopter?
Butterfly?
No. Butterfly
flies
flaps, like this.
Yeah.
You see a butterfly doing this.
What does, it is something that does
fly. An 8-year-old with a propeller beanie? Firefly, that's not real.
No, they still have, but their wings are kind of up.
Nothing spins.
That little flower, that like biologist. The spindly flower, when they like strong gust of wind, and then it just like propels a little bit.
Oh, the little one that you can just blow. Yeah, that's true. It does.
And which direction do those go?
They go around,
and then
like
what?
A propeller,
and down.
Just upside. Yeah, they go down too. Yeah, you're right.
But you need a helicopter. It's easier to
take off land.
Yeah, and kill people. But that's what it's used for.
How crazy I think helicopters are. The only way you could get me to go on one is if it is headed to a hospital and I'm the dude in it who might be dying. Then I'm like, yeah, okay, put me on the life flight.
What if you're Kobe and you just want to skip the 405? You want to get to practice.
Can't believe this motherfucker.
I guess. You just crashed.
It's a crazy motherfucker right there. You know, my legs hurt, babe. Just think about that conversation when he came home talking to his wife.
What's he do now? He doesn't play basketball.
He don't play basketball anymore. But he was driving. This is like his third year in the league. And he lives, I forget, Calabasas or something. And he has to drive all the way to, you know, L.A. to practice. And one day he just came in and was like, my legs hurt. My legs hurt from being in that traffic so long. So I'm just going to take a helicopter.
Every day?
Every day
to practice.
From home to practice.
And to cheat on his wife.
To games.
And to
cheat on his wife. Just taking a helicopter.
And to cheat on his wife.
You think he fucked in the helicopter?
Hell yeah, you fucked in the helicopter while flying it.
That's dangerous. That's irresponsible.
God, that has to be so like just a normal for you.
Yeah.
You eat your steak. Tell your kids bye.
Ladies. If you have a husband or a man and he goes, I have to leave, and it's nighttime, and he goes up in a helicopter, he's cheating on you.
Okay, but hold on. Where is he picking up the girl at?
Like at the second helicopter pad location. And then you go to a third helipad.
On top of Cedar Sinai. She's a nurse.
Yeah, we stopping at the Children's Hospital of King's Daughters.
Yeah. Oh, some 15 minute wait, some idiot needed to deliver. So the helipad was taken. I would go from, like, if I lived in Venice, I'd just go from, like, here to Hollywood on a helicopter, skip all that goddamn traffic.
I mean, that's what I hear what they do in Brazil, like super, super rich people. That's how they get around, because they're not dealing with all the traffic and the poor people.
Just to get away from
I just
the
got sad as fuck over here.
All the traffic and the poor people.
I'm so sad. I'm never going to have a helicopter. I don't even want one, but I'm sad about it.
Never.
You're just all like... Just downtown LA and just Skid Row. I don't like that part. Wilshire.
You ever see rich people? They don't look happy. It's so depressing. Give me a fourth of this. I'll be so happy.
Sad rich people.
I always feel like I would be so good at being rich, and everyone that's rich is so bad at it. But that's why I'm not rich.
Yeah.
Because all they know how to do is be sad they don't have more. And I'm like, ooh.
Rich kids. I never got rich kids until like I worked at like a really rich school. And then I got it. It's like they've just been rich.
Rich people think they're poor because they know someone who's richer than them.
Yeah. And rich kids.
I mean, just like there's a bunch of places on the planet. You could drop me off, I'll be pretty damn rich.
Right now. Right now. The rich kids, man.
There's on this block. I don't even have to go across the planet.
It's true.
I could go around the corner, find someone, and they'd be like, damn.
Yeah, there's always no one
your
can
life's
ever be
great. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not. I don't even like it. And he's like, well, I live where we're standing. And we'd be outside.
Yeah.
That's like, what's that joke you had, Greg? Where you're like, I saw a homeless person living in a tent. And I thought, damn, I don't have a tent.
I got to step my game up. It's an old school joke.
I don't even know how to put up a tent. So they're already better than
nobody
me.
Does. Yeah. It's a struggle every time.
Until you lose. I hate when you put up a tent and then you lose one of the things and like you're fucked.
This guy I saw on Hollywood. Things. This guy I saw Hollywood's putting up his tent and then he started sweeping around it. And I was inspired. I was like, oh man, I don't even sweep.
Oh, this happened to me. There's these couple dudes living in like this section a lot. I live right next to the 101. So there's like a lot of like easement land, you know, you can't build there. So it's a lot where a lot of these like the tent living outdoors folks are. Mm-hmm. I don't like to call them homeless. Like, yeah, they got a home. They just live outside. LA's their home. And I was like, I mean, I don't know if you listened to the last episode. I ain't been having a good year and it hasn't gotten any better. You know, I'm fine, but I'm just like, man. And someone's like, just, you know what, man, put on some good music and just clean the shit out of your apartment. You'll feel great. I was like, man, fuck you. How am I supposed to? I can't even. I don't want to do it. And then I walked outside, and these dudes had on some good music, and they were sweeping the little lot where they had their tent. They're waving. The guy's like, how's it going? He's the friendliest neighbor I got. Asked me if I wanted to buy a guitar amp the other day because he saw me carrying a guitar. The only motherfucker the whole time, 7.5 years living in Hollywood, he's the only person who's made an effort to get to know me or appeal to my interest. Have any only neighbor who looks like he belongs in a sitcom about a place where people have good neighbors. Sweep in, clean up his whole shit, and I just went back inside. I was like, man, You piece of shit. You live in this studio apartment alone, and you're like, I'm too sad to put on good music and clean it.
That's why we need the homeless for inspiration. So you know
what I did? I went to sleep.
That's not that story.
It's actually a good...
I've been cleaning.
Good person having a script. Just a happy homeless dude in a tent.
And then the police came and kicked them all out. I was like, yeah. Go get... They, see the broom? Deal with them last. Go around the corner as those people... The filth piles higher every day. Tell them to relocate so they have to get to start over.
They're looking for the guy with the plunger.
Do you think we'll ever have that in LA? Like a place where homeless people actually, I mean, they say Skid Row, but they still knock their shit down like once a month and make them move. And
That's the craziest. That is a prime way to explain how fucked it is. Because people come here and they see Skid Row and they go, oh my God, what are they going to do about this? You go, no, this was the solution. This is the official. This isn't a thing that nobody addressed. Something else was wrong. And they say, hey, what if y'all just lived outside on these two blocks? And they were like, that ought to fix it. And also, for people who don't know much about LA or aren't in the area or from downtown LA or whatever, most of the buildings those people are living outside around are fucking empty.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, not for long, though.
And then everyone's like, Rick, how come you got such a bad attitude all the time? Because this is shit I think about.
They're like building up around there.
Safety deposit boxes in the skies for like oligarchs and shit. That's what those are.
Yeah, because they're going to renovate that shit in the luxury apartments. That's what the first phase of them saying, like, well, Skid Row's too concentrated and dangerous, and we need to open up sleeping on the streets so people can spread out and not be so cramped. Like, it's a good thing for, oh great, homeless people could sleep anywhere. I was like, wow, thank you so much, you gave them the options. Oh, I've always wanted to be homeless in Los Feliz.
It's a lot of that now too,
and then so that they could start raising the property value in Skid Row, because they're going to turn all that shit into luxury lofts and condos.
But you know,
one time I haven't seen
I had a nice breakfast taco. Shout out to Home State. I'm sure they could have fed a couple.
Where was that at?
In Hollywood Boulevard, Home State. It's a fucking awesome. Never mind.
Oh, those tacos are good.
They're the best tacos I ever had.
Okay. Say quick, I don't care about a homeless guy.
Tacos will do that.
Step over a homeless guy and his dog to get those tacos.
Dude,
I guess.
I remember. I don't know if I told this story in a podcast, but I remember driving with somebody for the first time in Skid Row, and then just progressively the streets are getting more populated by people, and I feel like I'm dodging in and out. I feel like I'm encroaching on their territory.
Oh, you are.
And then I turned to the person and I was just like, yo, someone should do something about this. And she's like, this is Skid Row. I was like,
this is what they did about this.
And then I drive Uber, so sometimes I pick people up, you know, who like to live dangerously and get picked up. I'm like, why are you wearing a okay, whatever. You don't look like you belong here, lady. I don't know. I know the bar is cool, but, you know, this is their home. And this fucking lady was just falling down flat on her face repeatedly, just walking and falling, walking and falling. And then I was about to get out the car, and then I remembered, I was like, I was like, I don't know.
You know,
I felt like a piece of shit.
The corner.
Yeah, I felt like a fucking piece of shit. It looked so bad. It just,
I tried. It was a dude. I picked up my girl. I forgot where she at. She was at a friend's house. I pick her up. We're driving home. And I see this dude walking. No shirt. No shoes. Sweatpants. Pants falling down. And I feel bad, man. And he just got this look in his eye. And I'm like, I always keep like shoes or shirt in my car. I don't take them to Goodwill. I keep them in my car so I can give them to people when they like that. So Janelle was like, hey, you got a shirt, babe? Some shoes? And I was like, I know I got a shirt. I think I gave all the shoes out. I pull over, check, grab a shirt, see the dude, drive over close by him, park, pull out. I'm like, yo, bro, man, you need a shirt, man? It was like, just gone.
Oh, it was just like, just not even there?
Gone. And just kept walking. And my girl's not religious, but her mom is Buddhist. So when Janelle like feels like some shit just happened that kind of affects her, she starts like chanting in Buddhism chants.
I feel like I understand Janelle. I never felt like I don't understand Janelle, but you're like, it's like when you put a piece of a puzzle in and you're like, because when you see someone that's Buddhist, you're like, okay, you decided to become a, that's nice. But when someone's like, your parents are Buddhist, you're like, oh, so like,
so she's not
you got
even,
this shit from go. Like, this is actually, this isn't, this wasn't a last resort or a replacement religion. You're like, this.
But she doesn't feel like she's religious, but she's just used to her mom chanting. So that's the first thing that she goes to. She starts doing the Yo Marry Me shit. And
but if you, that is, if I had to guess later, someone's like, you think Janelle grew up around Buddhists or Christians? I'd be like, actually, I'd say Buddhist.
Yeah, yeah, totally. She
definitely got a much more chill vibe than the shit I grew up around.
That is the only religion I would resort to.
Buddhism is cool. They got a cool church.
If I had to choose
here.
One, that was the only one I would choose.
A lot of celebrities at the Buddhist.
That shit doesn't make sense to me. That, like, yeah, nothing. Hollywood and Buddhism. It's like a Buddhism, like, you gotta be free from want and destroy your ego. And it's like, I'm an actor, but I'm also a top level Buddhist. Like, what do you mean top level? But the point was, there's no levels.
If I named y'all the people that were Buddhist that went to that Buddhist temple, you'd be like, oh yeah, all right. Like Herbie Hancock.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Richard Gere.
He's like a Buddhist.
He started wearing beads when he stopped selling records. So.
Those dudes, like the dudes that are the people that are famous that don't seem like it's taken over them and they're kind of chill about it. Yeah. Those. It was cool. It was a cool Buddhist temple like in Culver City or something.
I do feel a tinge worth of admiration for people who do like believe in something. Because I don't believe in anything. Like,
yeah, my faith has been shook and crumbled, and there's times when things are like rough. I'm like, I would love. It would be so nice to just put this into something else instead of like feeling like it's all on my shoulder.
Yeah, it could, yeah.
I've prayed recently, and I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing right now. I was like, God or whatever's out there, and the prayer came true, and it shouldn't have. So God's real, and He hates my ass.
Well, that's a great way to end. Rick, where can people find you on the interwebs? Don't say that.
I'll be getting in trouble over on Twitter.com at Rick Wood, but the O's and Wood are 2 0s. I don't post on Instagram much anymore.
Still posing?
I do a story once. Yeah, you want to? Once in a while, I'll get drunk and then get in a shouting match with the moon. I got some problems right now. It's all a bit.
What's the Instagram one, though? Same thing? Yeah. Rick W00D.
Yeah, I'm not as active on the internet. You know, I'll tweet at you. Bradley's, you tweet at me, I'll talk to you.
Bradless, where can the people find you on the interwebs?
Classic Bradless on Instagram. Bradless Comedy on the Twitter.
Look at that. Well.
For this week, it's Bradless Comedy on the Twitter.
Bradless Comedy on Twitter. Yeah. That's nice. You guys can find me at Greg the Grouch on Twitter, Greg Comedy on Instagram, gregcomedy.com. Thanks to everybody that is listening to Black Stage. We really appreciate it.
Kazim, thank you for shouting me out.
Who, Kazim?
Yeah, Kazim. He's like, I listened to your episode.
That's all he said.
Yeah, I already know it.
Shout out to all the comics. Shout out to people that's hitting us up on Instagram and telling us that you listen to us and we listen to your podcast. Thanks. And please follow Rick Wood, hilarious comedian. He's going to be out in Santa Cruz soon. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks again. Peace.